Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for holding. Welcome to the REN9MO9 consolidated results conference call on the 29th of October 2009. Throughout today's recorded presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties hearing the presentation, please press the star followed by the zero on your telephone for an operator assistance. I will now hand the conference over to Ms. Ana Fernández. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. Welcome to our 9-month 2009 conference. I'm joined by Rui Cartacho, as usual, the CFO of REN. He'll make some opening remarks, and then we'll be ready to answer your questions. Thank you.
Okay. Good afternoon. Before going to the Q&A period, which I believe it's the most interesting part, I'm just going to sum up a couple of messages on our results in the first 9 months of the year. As usual, there are no great surprises. REN's management is happy with the fact that we are delivering the investment plan as forecast. Given the usual concentration of a large part of the annual figures in the second half of the year, we believe now that we will reach the figure about 500 million euros, which was the figure that we had announced in the first quarter of this year. As we expected, the pace of the assets coming online is accelerating, and that is showing in the operational performance of the company. We are glad to see that the regulatory asset base is increasing, although at a much lesser rate than the CapEx, but at an accelerating rate with the positive impact on the EBITDA. The EBITDA is displaying a growth rate of 11% on recurrent terms, which is a strong figure that reflects what's going on the operational side. On the financial side, in spite of the increase, which was also anticipated of the level of our net debt, we are still below the net financial costs of last year, and that also contributes to the fact that our recurrent net income is growing at almost 20% rate. There is an extraordinary one-off effect that I want to underline here, which is the fact that REN is now starting to account all costs and, well, not all, I will come back to this, but most of our costs and receipts according to the principle that they should be accounted in the moment when they are generated. This, we believe, eliminates one of the things that complicates unnecessarily the accounts of REN in the past, which is the fact that when we are billing below or above our allowed revenues, that distorts our P&L, and we are now eliminating this according to recommendations from our auditors based on the Norm 8 of the international, on the IFRS. This has a one-off impact here, which is we state in slide five of our presentation. The impact on gross terms, pre-tax is 12.4 million, and after tax, 9.1 million euros. When we compare recurrent figures in these tables of 2009 versus 2008, we take this effect out of the 2009 figures. but this partly explains why the net income is now growing at almost 8% versus 2008, whereas in the second half, in the second trimester, it was still slightly below the figure of the first half of the 2008. So this is explained in page 5 of the presentation that you received. Well, I guess these are the most significant facts that are specific to the third quarter. I also would underline briefly that we have been decreasing the average cost of our debt, which now stays at 3.9, and we believe that it's not certain, but it may still have a marginal decrease up to the end of the year. And this, of course, helps to the fact that we are having net financial costs below the last year in spite of the increase in the level of the debt. So I would leave you now the opportunity to put some questions, and I will be glad to try and answer your questions.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. If you wish to cancel this request, please press the star followed by the two. Your question will be polled in order they are received. There will be a short pause while participants registered for a question. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. The first question comes from Fernando Garcia. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, good afternoon. I would like to know any update that you could comment on changes in remuneration. Especially, I would like to know your comments on hydroland assets, the revision of the standards, and also the new remuneration for gas assets. Thank you very much.
I'm afraid I just understood the part related to hydroland. Could you please repeat the other part of the question?
Yes, it's regarding hydroland remuneration, also the standard changes that is they are now revised by us, I think, and also the changes in the remuneration of the gas assets.
Okay. So on hydroland and on standard costs, unfortunately, we don't have as yet any news. This means that the hydroland is still under the same regime, meaning that the inflation rate of the previous year is applied, so there are no news up to the moment aside. And also on standardized costs, we are awaiting news from the regulator, who received the final report from the consultant. As you know, it's a work where REN was allowed to participate. But right now we are awaiting the final decision by the regulator. On the gas side, what happened is that we studied the subject and put forward a set of proposals to the regulator, which I will not enter into details of our proposals, but the overall idea is that we replicate several of the proposals that we did on the electricity regulation. We didn't enter yet into the discussion of the precise level of the rates of remuneration, but conceptually, we replicated most of the proposals that we put forward in the electricity side. We are now awaiting, and we don't know as yet what is the timing that the regulator will choose to publish its proposals. I may remind you that normally this would take place already in 2010. We were positively surprised to see that the regulator wanted to bring forward this calendar, and he asked for our proposals with several months of anticipation towards the final date of the tariff publications, but we don't know right now when they will publish their proposals and if there will be additional meetings to discuss specific topics. So now we have put the ball in the regulator's field, and let's see what happens next.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. As a final reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. The next question comes from Joaquin Ferrer. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, good afternoon. It's Joaquin Ferrer at Santander. My first question is on the debt structure. I assume that if the average cost of debt was 4.4 in the first 6 months of the year, and now it has come down to 3.9%. I would like to know what is the rate that you're paying on your floating rate, and what is the size of that floating rate over the total amount. And second, on the non-recurring items, am I right in assuming that in the fourth quarter we are not going to find any other non-recurring item, regulatory, I would say, non-recurring item? That's all. Thank you.
The current rate of our floating rate debt is around 55% of the overall debt, and we are paying now significantly lower spreads on the debt, and so the average cost came down substantially. We don't anticipate any non-recurrent items in the fourth quarter, answering to the second part of your question. Let me just come back a minute to a question before the last one. In the Hydroland, I want you to convey the idea that we still believe that we have a good chance of seeing this changed. However, we were not able to have it published up to now, although we know that the public administration, in the energy part of the public administration, this has nothing to do with the regulator. This is something that is dealt with the government and Direção-Geral de Energia. We know that we were able to convince the public administration of the rationale to come back to a methodology based on long-term rates, market rates, plus a premium, plus a delta. However, this is only valid if there is a ministerial signature, and given the fact that the electoral period before 27 of September, and the fact that now we have a new government with a new minister, we believe that this issue will take longer than what we wish to happen. However, we are still convinced that we made more than half the way to have this revised according to the criteria that existed before the publication of the current regime, but the timing is somewhat delayed in the light of our best hopes a couple of months ago. but I want you to keep in mind that the issue is not that there was not a refusal of our proposals, but there is some freezing due to the fact that the political moment has different persons, and we believe that they will not look at this in the coming weeks, given that this is not a priority, and it may take longer than we used to anticipate. But it's still our most likely scenario, although until it's published, we cannot have any certitudes.
Thank you, sir. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. There appear to be no further questions. Please continue with any other points you wish to raise. So there appear to be no further questions. Please continue with any other points you wish to raise.
Okay, I think we summed up, as I said in the beginning, there's no big surprises, as usual. And I would repeat that we hope that this improving performance of our P&L will keep in the same way up to the end of the year. We also are very confident as to the CAPEX program, and we don't anticipate any surprises in the fourth quarter of this year. Thank you very much for your interest, and it's all.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the RENS 9-month consolidated results conference call. Thank you for your participating. You may now disconnect.